Ninth grade biology. Readings for Wednesday, May 13th, chapter 19, pages 440 through 444. Page 440. Environmental issues. As the human population increases, so does the human impact on the environment. Humans often cause pollution by putting substances that cause unintended harm into air, water, or soil. Many human activities disrupt ecosystems. Pollution. In many urban areas, the air is visibly polluted with smog, water vapor mixed with chemicals that result from human activities. These activities include burning fuels and using chemicals in vehicles, homes, and industries. Smog may contain nitrogen oxides, sulfur oxides, organic chemicals, small particles, and ozone. Ozone is produced when nitrogen oxides react with oxygen in air under sunlight. Animals and plants are harmed by respiring the pollutants in smog. Other results of air pollution include ozone thinning, global warming, and acid precipitation. Ozone thinning. Ozone in the lower atmosphere is harmful, but ozone floating 20 kilometers above Earth in a zone called the stratosphere shields the planet's surface from harmful ultraviolet radiation, or UV light. Unfortunately, several kinds of human-made chemicals contribute to the destruction of the ozone layer. The most important of these are chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs. Gaseous CFCs were once widely used as coolants in refrigerators and air conditioners, as propellants in aerosol spray cans, and in the manufacture of plastic foam products. After floating up to the stratosphere, CFCs act as catalysts for reactions that break down ozone. Scientists have estimated that a single CFC molecule can help destroy up to 100,000 ozone molecules. Beginning in the 1980s, scientists discovered thinning areas in the ozone layer over Earth's polar regions, as shown in Figure 22-5, and declining ozone levels elsewhere in the layer. An international study estimated that a 10% drop in ozone levels would cause 300,000 new cases of human skin cancer worldwide. UV light also harms plants and photosynthetic algae, so ozone depletion could modify entire ecosystems over time. Damage to the ozone layer led most countries to stop producing CFCs by 1995. Environmental scientists estimate that it will take the ozone layer 50 to 100 years to recover completely. The effort to protect the ozone layer shows that scientists, the public, and policymakers can work together to solve environmental problems. Global warming. Scientists have noticed a relationship between average levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and average global temperatures. As carbon dioxide levels have increased, so have temperatures, as shown in Figure 22-6. This pattern, in which two variables change in similar ways, is called a correlation. However, a correlation can be difficult to interpret. A correlation could result from a cause and effect relationship, in which a change in one variable causes a change in another variable. However, a correlation does not necessarily indicate which variable, if any, is the cause. That is, rising carbon dioxide might cause temperature to rise. Rising temperature might cause carbon dioxide to rise. Or other variables might cause both carbon dioxide and temperature to rise. Scientists cannot conduct a global experiment to test these hypotheses. However, scientists have strong evidence that carbon dioxide and certain other gases do cause Earth's atmosphere to trap more solar energy. For example, scientists have developed computer models to simulate Earth's climate and predict possible climate changes. Climate models are very complex because they include many factors, such as wind patterns and the effects of oceans on the atmosphere. By varying carbon dioxide levels in climate models, scientists can simulate the possible effects of carbon dioxide on global temperatures. The results of such simulations consistently show that doubling atmospheric carbon dioxide leads to an increase in average global temperatures of 1.0 degrees Celsius to 4.5 degrees Celsius, or 2 degrees Fahrenheit to 8 degrees Fahrenheit. Although the exact temperature change depends on the particular model, most scientists studying this problem have concluded that increased carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere causes increases in global temperatures. The year 2003 was the second warmest year on record at that time. Average global temperatures were 0.56 degrees Celsius. That's 1.01 degrees Fahrenheit above the past century's average. The warmest year before 2003 was 1998. An international panel of scientists predicts that temperatures will rise an additional 2 degrees Celsius or 4 degrees Fahrenheit in the next 100 years. This small change could alter rainfall patterns, soil moisture, and sea level around the world. Also, this change could shift agricultural regions and disrupt both terrestrial and aquatic ecosystems. Rising temperatures are already changing biological communities in measurable ways. Acid precipitation. Recall that in the global water cycle, water enters the atmosphere as vapor and returns to Earth's surface in the form of precipitation, such as rain or snow. Some air pollutants combine with water in the atmosphere and form acids. The result is precipitation that is acidic, or acid precipitation. Because organisms are adapted to the normal pH range of their environment, increased acidity of soil and water causes disease or death in trees, fish, and other organisms.